From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Catskill Village Board member Peter Grassi Jr. said crews from the Peckman Industries are expected to finish repaving the parking lot at Dutchman's Landing this week. Grassi also met with Jefferson Cafe, the new tenant of Dutchman's Gallery, and representatives of Hershey's Ice Cream to review the details of leasing the galley, he said. Grassi said, and I quote, "It's a beautiful park and needed to be upgraded for sure," end quote. Dutchman's Galley was closed for the 2019 summer season. Village President Vincent Seeley said, and I quote, "The galley is back by popular demand, and we are very excited about its reopening. We are making a targeted investment in our parks and outdoor facilities to give our residents, who have been stuck inside for over 7 weeks, a place to get out and get active in a safe environment," end quote. Operating the galley during the pandemic is likely to create issues, Grassi said, but he is confident Jefferson Cafe is up to the challenge. Grassi said, and I quote, "They should be okay with window service," end quote. Grassi said, in addition to serving ice cream, the galley will sell hot dogs, hamburgers, and French fries and could be open for business by the end of May. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The city of Hudson is seeking public comment on the accessibility of curb ramps and sidewalks in the city. A form is available online where the public can describe the problems they know of and submit images of any problem spots. According to a statement released by the city, officials will use the information submitted to respond to requests and document those responses, as well as enforce the obligations of property owners to maintain and repair pedestrian-level walkways consistent with local ordinances. The data received will be maintained by the city. In addition to accessing the online form, the public can contact ADA Coordinator Michael Chimides at 518-828-5866. The public input process is part of a larger effort to increase accessibility in Hudson. In the past few months, the city has created an ADA policy and ADA grievance procedure and issued a RFP for an ADA architect. And a call box has been installed in front of City Hall. Read more about this story at cityofhudson.org. Chris Sommerfeld is reporting for the New York Daily News. New York election officials announced May 6 they will appeal a federal court ruling requiring them to hold the state's Democrat presidential primary. The appeal will kickstart what could be a lengthy court battle. The commissioners and co-chairs of the State Board of Elections filed a brief in Manhattan Federal Court stating they will bring the case to the U.S. Court of Appeals with the intention of canceling the June 23rd primary. The Board of Elections last month canceled the primary, citing public health reasons, saying it would be dangerous to hold as planned because of the coronavirus pandemic. Former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang filed a lawsuit over the cancellation. Federal Court Judge Annalisa Torres ruled May 5th the primary had to be reinstated. Torres found the cancellation was unconstitutional and could set a chilling precedent for future elections. The judge also noted the state has already taken public health precautions, including allowing all New Yorkers to vote by mail. And you can read the full story in the Daily News. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.